Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Safari with me.
Hey, morning, everybody. We're doing Beach Boys this week. Lee Clark at the controls, selecting our music. Great music. Welcome to the Friday edition of Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am the lovely and talented Paul Molloy. We are so glad that you're with us. Well, in the wee hours this morning, Congress finished plans to tighten their grip on American banks. It's going to be the biggest rewrite of banking regulations since the Great Depression, and we're going to talk about it. So stay tuned for that. And the Senate votes down an extension of unemployment benefits. Now, how's that going to affect those people still looking for work? We're going to talk about that. And how much did President Obama know of disgraced former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's attempt to trade Obama's vacant Senate seat for favors? Well, there's more about that we're going to talk about, so stay tuned. Meanwhile, this is Tampa Bay's only ongoing libertarian radio program, Freedom Works. We're so glad you're with us. We want to talk and champion the idea of less federal government, really less, not more, but more personal freedom and personal responsibility for you. That's what we're all about. We've been doing the show now almost 7 years. And now more than ever, we think it's appropriate that we talk about these things. We come to you Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday here on the Great Tan Talk Network, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Also available worldwide from our precocious website, thefreedomworks.com. Thefreedomworks.com. You can go there, and when you leave it, you will be so much more informed. You will know more about libertarianism, about some of the matriarchs and patriarchs of libertarianism. You'll have a chance to review some of our previous programs, and you can contribute to the support of our show. Again, thefreedomworks.com. And if you want to call us, our toll-free number, 866-826-1340, 866-826-1340. We have a local number, by the way. I probably should give it out more often, 727-441-3000. And we have an email address, should you care to write to us, freedomworksemail@yahoo.com. freedomworksemail@yahoo.com. Well, while you were probably sleeping this morning, the combination of the House and the Senate got together to reach agreement to shape legislation that would transform financial regulation of banks. It will be supposedly the largest transformation of these regulations since the Great Depression. Now, most people will not even care about it. But it's a huge takeover, a larger takeover of the banking system by the federal government. And if you believe that the federal government knows better than free market banks, you'll probably be very happy about it. After months of uncertainty about how the U.S. would craft new rules, the agreement offers the clearest picture since the financial crisis of how the markets and the government will interact for decades to come. The common thread, large financial companies are going to be on a tighter leash. Now, both chambers will vote on this legislation next week. The margin in the House and Senate will likely be close because most all the Republicans are going to vote against this. If it passes, President Obama is expected to sign it into law by July the 4th. The new legislation also gives the president leverage going into the weekend where he is going to this Summit of World Leaders in Canada. He's going to prod other nations to do the same. I guess he's no longer just the president of the United States. He possibly fancies himself as the leader of at least what? The Western world, perhaps? Here's Senator Chris Dodd, Democrat from Connecticut, on his way out, by the way, since he's not running again. He says, this is about as important as it gets because it deals with every single aspect of our lives. Now think about it. This legislation, according to Senator Dodd, deals with every single aspect of our lives. Do we want the government doing this? When I read about this legislation, I thought to myself, we probably deserve it because we allow these things to be foisted upon us. We're so apathetic and ignorant, frankly, of all of the things that are being done to us. Anyway, in some ways, the agreement is tougher on the banking industry than even the Treasury Department anticipated when they first drafted their version of this thing a year ago. By the way, I'm reading this from the Wall Street Journal. I'm also going to read a little bit from the Associated Press on it. Now, the lawmakers agree to a provision called the Volcker Rule. It's named after the former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. It prohibits banks from making risky bets with their own funds. Now, what does that really mean? When it says it prohibits banks from making risky bets with their own funds, banks will take money that belongs to them, and they will make investments. They will make investments based on what they think is best for their bank and for their customers, right? Isn't that what they're all about? I mean, would they be in business if they didn't make investments that would benefit themselves and their customers? They wouldn't be in business very long, would they? So this thing prohibits them from making these kinds of bets. The government is going to now determine what investments the banks can make with the money. Not the banks. Not the banks. This would also require some big banks to spin off divisions known as proprietary trading desks, which make bets with the firm's money. Now, it also includes a provision that would limit the ability of the federally insured banks to trade derivatives. Now, all of this, I mean, the bottom line is the government is seeking to limit risk, but it's also seeking to take larger control of the private banking industry. That's what it's all about. And that's why you're getting virtually no Republicans, if any, that will sign on to it. And why you are getting all Obama probably drooling at the mouth to sign this into legislation. Now I'm going to read a little bit about this whole thing from the Associated Press perspective. I just read the Wall Street Journal perspective on this. And you might note that there's a different flavor when they talk about it. It says House and Senate negotiators have completed a sweeping overhaul of banking regulations and aim to send it to President Obama by July the 4th. The bill represents the most ambitious rewrite of Wall Street since the Great Depression. It aims to prevent a recurrence of the 2008 financial meltdown that aggravated a national recession and pushed unemployment to 10%. Now think about that statement. It aims to prevent a recurrence of the financial meltdown that aggravated a national recession and pushed unemployment to 10%. Since when did the banks push unemployment to 10%? Lee, do you remember when the banks did something that pushed our unemployment rate to 10%? I didn't think the banks did it. I thought there was a combination of ingredients that pushed it on, but I don't remember that the banks did it.
Let's see, the great unemployment push of what, 07 or 08?
I laugh at the way you can take information and throw your own opinion into it, you see. This is supposed to be an objective story, but that's all right.
See, I'm glad you're here, because if I would have read that, I would have accepted it as...
I guess it's my perspective.
Yeah, it's the bank's fault.
Yeah, exactly. It's the banks that caused all of our trouble.
We just get rid of the banks, everything would be fine.
The banks are causing all of our trouble. The banks are driving us into the debt that we have, right? It's the banks that are doing it. It's not our government. Our government isn't driving us into national debt. It's the banks. And it's the banks that are causing all of our job losses. It's the banks that are causing the unemployment. It's got to be the banks. It's all the greedy bankers. They're hoarding the money. Here's what they're doing. They are taking the money. They're stealing it. That's what they're doing. They're stealing it out of the savings accounts of little old ladies and people. That's it. And then they're going to Las Vegas and other places, and they are gambling it, you see. They are losing it. So now it's their fault that nobody has any money anymore and have to file for unemployment. That must be it. How the banks, you know, are the cause. That must be it, right?
Well, yeah, basically, I think if we got rid of the banks, we'd be a lot better.
Yeah, I do too. We just put
all
of our money in some other institution other than banks, right?
Yeah.
In
Serta, you know, the mattress
company. So, anyway, I'm just looking down this report.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. You were reading.
No, I just wanted to look down this report, again, by the Associated Press. And, it says in this story, the legislation requires a regulatory council to look for threats to the system. Regulatory council to look for threats to the system.
This could be like banking terrorism. You know,
so we'll now have a regulatory council that is on the lookout for threats to the system, create a consumer protection bureau. It will create a consumer protection bureau. Think about that for a second.
That's exactly what we need, is another bureau.
Right. And then it will force large failing firms to liquidate and polices financial instruments that have been largely unregulated. It will force large failing firms to liquidate. It will force them to liquidate. What if they maybe don't want to liquidate? Maybe they want to work out the problems. This will probably be the least discussed and perhaps most important piece of legislation that was not discussed, even including health care, if you think about it.
It's going to force the banks to liquidate. This is about banks.
Well,
right?
It's a huge takeover of the banking industry. That's what all I'm saying.
Right.
Now, I'm a libertarian. We do a libertarian show. You know that I'm going to be against this. But I just wish everybody would think about it. Do they want the government to take larger control of our banking system?
Yeah, we just need one central bank. It would make things a lot easier and simpler, and then they could totally...
Run by the government?
Yeah, don't you think? Well, isn't that what it's getting to?
Yeah.
One big bank.
I'm beginning to think that if the government sweeps all of these banks in under these laws and controls them even more stringently than they have before, it does seem like we're moving towards whatever you want to call it. It's a consolidation, isn't it? It seems to be taking away the freedoms of the banks. And by taking away the freedoms of the banks, the shareholders that invest in the banks and, the customers of the banks, all of the people involved with those banks seem to be losing their freedoms, to me at least. Anyway, that's going to be a big thing, and we're going to keep following that as time goes by. But we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, they also decided in Congress not to extend unemployment benefits. We'll talk about that.
So, you think all water parks are created equal? Think again. Only one Orlando water park is built to give you that high-octane double-shot adrenaline rush. And that's Wet n' Wild, where it's all about the thrills. Bigger, higher, faster, with more multi-person thrill rides than any other water park around. Where else but Wet n' Wild can you experience the mind-numbing buzz of Brainwash? The hyptronic groove of the Disco H2O, or the cosmic rush of the black hole, the next generation. Right now at Wet n' Wild, Florida residents can get a full day of pulse-pounding thrills for just $32 plus tax with a valid Florida ID. So if you're looking for pure exhilaration, look no further than the park named by the Travel Channel as one of America's most extreme water parks. Wet n' Wild, in Orlando. Or on the web at wetandwildorlando.com.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Freedom Works. And if you like what you're hearing, there's something you can do to help keep us on the air. You can visit our website at thefreedomworks.com and make a contribution, anything from $20 on up, and it'll go directly to our program and our efforts to get out the libertarian message of less government in our lives and more personal freedom and responsibility. And while you're there at the website, you can find out more about libertarianism. You can also take a very short quiz to see where you fit in on the political spectrum. And you can find out more about people that have stood for libertarian principles like Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand. But please consider backing our show with a contribution. We even make it easy for you with a credit or debit card. And once again, that's thefreedomworks.com. And by the way, thanks for listening.
If I could guarantee everyone laughed at my jokes, I would. So anyway, this guy says,
if I could guarantee my mother-in-law agreed with me.
Honey, are you sure you really want to do it that way? I mean, far be it from.
Yeah, I would.
I would too. And if you could hire a business with a guarantee, you would. Now you can. Protect yourself with the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages. From painters to caterers to AC repairmen, you'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right. Best of all, it's free.
Well, I can't guarantee my neighbor will ever return my weed whacker. It's been 6 months. I can protect myself with the Super Guarantee.
Why wouldn't you? Just look for the shield in the only Yellow Pages with the Super Guarantee, the Verizon Yellow Pages, and let the good guys, you know, the ones in the yellow capes, come to the rescue.
On its way now, the new Verizon Yellow Pages with larger, easier-to-read print. Look inside for the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Restrictions apply. See full terms and conditions for this program at superguarantee.com.
Hey, we're back on Freedom Works. I am Paul Malloy, along with Lee Clark. Thank you very much for joining us this Friday morning. Well, this is not a lot of good news, I think, for people that are still looking for work, but the Senate has failed to reach agreement to extend jobless benefits. And it leaves more than a million out-of-work Americans without an unemployment check by week's end. The Senate failed to reach this agreement by a vote of 57 to 41. They needed 60 votes to stop any kind of filibuster on it. They were 3 votes shy. And the filibuster would have come from the Republicans, who do not want additional money being added to the national debt, among other things. This bill also would have provided billions of dollars in new aid. It would have protected the jobs of tens of thousands of state and local government workers. Now, both sides are going to use this as an election issue coming up. Democrats are going to say the Republicans are stomping down on the poor unemployed and taking food money away from them by not allowing an additional extension of jobless benefits. And the Republicans will say, my friends, we are $14 or $13 trillion in debt. We don't have the money to begin with. And frankly, all of the people that will stop receiving benefits were on extended benefits to begin with. So that's kind of the way it will be going into November. Now, Democrats have been trying to advance additional benefits for several months for what they call an insurance policy against a double dip recession. Well, you know, the truth is, I don't think in the long run this hurts unemployment. I think it, or I should say, hurts employment. I think it will help employment because, quite frankly, a lot of people will find jobs miraculously when the unemployment benefits run out. They will be forced to find jobs. And once they get back into the employment mode, that starts to lower unemployment. As much as we might say, well, we feel bad that they can't continue to get unemployment benefits. You know, everybody that qualified for unemployment benefits was getting it, and they were getting it for some time. And at some point, there has to be an opportunity for them to get off unemployment, right? So here's Mitch McConnell, minority leader, Republican of the Senate. He says the bill would have added new taxes and over $30 billion, with a B, to our already staggering $13 trillion national debt. Now, only one Democrat voted against this bill, and that was Ben Nelson of Nebraska, who many consider to be Republican, a Republican in many ways. But Nebraska is a very conservative state. And so to be elected a Democrat, you got to be kind of a conservative Democrat anyway. Here's the White House issuing their statement about it. By blocking this vote, in other words, by threatening the filibuster, Republicans have obstructed a common sense package that would save jobs. Now, wait, this is me now. That would save jobs? How does it save jobs? Anyway, the bill would have saved jobs. It would have extended tax cuts for businesses and would have provided relief for American families who have suffered through the worst economic downfall since the Great Depression. Even after Democrats offered multiple compromises to gain Republican support for the bill. I tell you, I think it's a good thing that I don't think that the government should be going ever deeper down this hole. They keep saying, well, you know, yes, we've got to tackle our debt and deficit at some point. No, they never do. You know, we just keep going down the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, do you remember all of those Afghans that went AWOL from that Air Force base in Texas? Guess where they are? They're on Facebook. They have been found on Facebook. This is, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. At least 11 of them, and there were 17 altogether, turned up on Facebook. And by the look of things, they're not unlike millions of other young men on the social networking site. For instance, one of them proclaims to be a fan of Paris Hilton and is a member of a group called Free Webcam Sex With Me. Free Webcam Sex With Me. Another is a fan of hip-hop music artist Michael Jackson. And another is a fan of soccer and the movie The Godfather.
You know, I had a friend request from one of those guys. I'm still considering whether to want to be friends with them on Facebook.
See if you can get his street address. I'm sure there are a couple of people that would like to talk with him or go over and see him.
How could we lure them, lure that information out of
you? Know what they could
tell them? We want to send them a, you know, a surprise visit from a what?
Girlfriend.
A girl who...
A Facebook.
Advertises on the internet. Or something.
Well, what about this? What about a Facebook sting? You know how they used to catch these guys by luring them into some garage or warehouse with the idea that they were going to get money or something by showing up. Remember? You've seen that with police do a sting operation like that, and then the people walk in, they arrest them. Why couldn't we do a Facebook sting?
Yeah, what would, like that TV show?
Big party. Big party, looking for Afghans, Afghan men.
I'll pose as a 15-year-old girl and say, hey, come on over, my parents are gone.
So, but isn't that funny that they're showing up on Facebook? And
it's hysterical.
According to a nationwide Be on the Lookout bulletin sent out by a task force of law enforcement agencies, these 17 Afghan deserters walked away from Lackland Air Force Base, where they had been studying English. They've got military IDs that actually gives them access to other secure military installations. So, one thing they have in common, apparently, is an affection for social networking. So maybe we can, you know, make hay out of it. I don't think it's a bad thing. Did we take our second break yet?
No, but I'm thinking there was a big privacy issue recently with Facebook. Zuckerman, you know, the kid who created Facebook, the genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know him, but I remember the name, yeah.
Yeah, there was a big issue recently about it. They were accusing him of, not caring about the security of Facebook members' information, you know.
Good. And, is why we found out about these guys.
You're right. There's a tie in there somewhere. I don't know where it is.
In some cases, the less secure Facebook is, the better it is for finding the bad guys, maybe.
Yeah,
that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know that those guys are bad guys, other than deserting, which is not good. I don't know if they have evil intent. Maybe they just want to get away from Afghanistan and have no interest in hurting anybody. Although,
I feel sorry for those people. All they want—they probably just want to live in peace, and they've got everybody, you know, fighting over. You know, Russia going in there and America going in there, and good Lord.
Well. This brings me to a story that I mentioned to you off the air that might be of interest to you, Lee, because it ties in with it. And did you know that scientists have been studying swingers? You know, straight couples who regularly go and swap partners and this and that at these parties. You know, some of those things you've been going to, those swinging parties.
No, I know nothing
about that. I'm just kidding about
it. Fill me in, though.
But I will fill you in. Swinging, you know, the lifestyle of swinging is you and your wife or husband or partner show up at these events where other strangers go, and then you swap partners, basically. Okay, so.
Believe it or not, we had a show about, that was the theme of the show here on WTAN.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were
on swinging?
On Cleveland Street. Yeah, there was a swinger, and I forgot her name.
No kidding.
But, and I was the board op, so it was quite interesting.
Must have been a very interesting show.
It was.
Okay, so anyway, scientists...
Not really, sorry.
That's all right. Scientists that are studying the whole swinging industry say swingers have higher rates of sexually transmitted infection than prostitutes do. Isn't that interesting? Dutch researchers publishing their work in the British Medical Journal show that older swingers, those over the age of 45, are especially vulnerable and yet are a group largely ignored by healthcare services. With estimates that the swinger population could be many millions across the world, the scientists say there was a risk that this untreated group could act as an STI transmission bridge to the entire population. That's kind of scary. The study analyzed the numbers of patients seeking treatment in 07 and 08 at three sexual health clinics in the Netherlands. And they started recording whether the patient was a swinger in 07 in an attempt to track infection rates among that group. One in nine patients was a swinger, and the average age was 43. Overall, combined rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea, just over 10% among straight people, 14% among gay men, just under 5% for female prostitutes, and 10.5% 4% among swingers.
You know, Paul, that reminds me, if you'll excuse me, I have to cancel my plans for tonight.
So you go right ahead.
Make a call.
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
Just to make a call. And
Only gay men have a higher rate of these socially transmitted diseases than swingers. That's very interesting, and I wanted to warn you, just in case you have those kind of plans, you've got to be very, very careful. Well, I mean, seriously, though, doesn't that make sense? You go to some party, and there are all these people that, you know, are in the swinging lifestyle, which means they're having sex with multiple partners, right?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have a higher chance of getting gonorrhea or chlamydia.
They ought to wear meters.
Where's common sense in all of this nonsense?
They ought to have, like, counters, you know, like at the bottom of websites. How many hits has that page gotten? I wonder how many hits she's up to 943 on the hit meter there.
I mean, really? Isn't it almost like prostitution, except you don't pay for it?
Right, except it's free.
I mean, really, it's just, I mean, people.
That's the appeal.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. Well,
but I mean, Paul,
I found that very interesting.
You know, if you go to one of those parties, like,
I don't go to them.
Not
well, I want to tell you about the ones I go to.
Not everyone's going to be like, cover of Cosmopolitan material. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there are going to be probably a lot of really unattractive people. So, you know.
Right.
I don't think so.
But, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. The whole point is that you're playing a numbers game.
Yeah, it's called Russian roulette.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take our break. And when we come back.
Enough of this.
We've got another resignation out of the Obama administration. So don't go away.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you want to go to get away from it all.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,252.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,285.71, $642.86 for a half ounce, or $321.43 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,285.71, $642.86, or $321.43.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Freedom Works. And if you like what you're hearing, there's something you can do to help keep us on the air. You can visit our website at thefreedomworks.com and make a contribution, anything from $20 on up, and it'll go directly to our program and our efforts to get out the libertarian message of less government in our lives and more personal freedom and responsibility. And while you're there at the website, you can find out more about libertarianism. You can also take a very short quiz to see where you fit in on the political spectrum. And you can find out more about people that have stood for libertarian principles like Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand. But please consider backing our show with a contribution. We even make it easy for you with a credit or debit card. And once again, that's thefreedomworks.com. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Let's face it, life doesn't take days off. And now, neither do we. Introducing 7-day service at all 12 Autoway Tire and Service Centers. Now, you can get your vehicle serviced by factory-trained technicians 7 days a week. It doesn't matter what you drive. The Autoway Tire and Service Centers are equipped to service and repair virtually every make and model. Plus, Autoway guarantees the lowest service prices. And right now, we're celebrating our new 7-day schedule by offering 7 service items under $20. That includes oil changes, tire rotations, wiper blades, and more. Each for under $20. So whether you need service Monday through Friday or Saturday and Sunday,
who are you going to call? AutoWay!
Get 7-day service at all 12 AutoWay Tire and Service Centers. Plus, for a limited time, 7 service items for under $20. For locations or to schedule your next appointment, visit AutoWayService.com. That's AutoWayService.com.
We're back on Freedom Works. Thank you again for being with us here. on this Friday. Well, you know, we've been talking about Greece and some of the other countries in Europe that are just desperate, really desperate. Here's how desperate Greece is. They are now putting up some of their islands for sale. And they are offering the rich and famous the opportunity, they're advertising it, to fulfill their dreams by selling or offering long-term leases on some of their 6,000 sun-kissed islands in their desperate attempt to repay their mountainous debt. An area in, I guess it's pronounced Mykonos, M-Y-K-O-N-O-S, one of Greece's top tourist destinations, is one of the sites for sale. It's one-third owned by the government. It's looking for a buyer willing to inject capital and develop luxury tourism complexes.
Are you in on this, Paul? I mean,
no,
you're rich and famous.
I'm not rich and very
semi-famous.
And, you know, famous. Huh. Infamous? No, nothing.
You know, I saw one of those islands on eBay. They were auctioning it off on eBay.
I would not be surprised. I mean, Greece is desperate. They are in a, I guess it's, I don't know how much it is, a 90 billion pound deficit. I don't know how much that translates into. They're being bailed out by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund just to stay afloat.
I think I'm going to, I mean, if Fannie Mae was handling this or something, you know, you'd probably get, what, no down payment, no interest loan.
Very low interest.
Yeah, I'm working at 7-Eleven at $6 an hour. And
you can own an island.
I'm interested in that little island.
Yeah, you can own an island, yeah.
That sounds really attractive, actually.
Yeah, actually it does. But that's pretty sad. They got to be selling off pieces of their land.
Right.
You know, in a way, that's good because you don't like the public. It's like here in the United States, you know, that the government owns most of the West. They actually own most of the western portion of our country.
Who does? The government.
The U.S. government.
Federal lands. Bureau of Land Management.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, sir. They certainly do. So there you go. Greece is actually trying to privatize some of their own holdings. Well, one more person leaving office in Washington under the Obama administration. The acting director of national intelligence has resigned, effective the end of August. It's raising concerns that vacancies in the top ranks of our spy system could create some security problems. David Gompert, the acting director of National Intelligence, says he might even leave before August and before they have time to confirm a new nominee. And the nominee that they are considering, I believe, is James Clapper. But if Gompert leaves before Clapper is confirmed, then the chief of staff steps in temporarily. Here is Representative Sylvester Reyes, Democrat from Texas. I would be concerned about the impact on our intelligence community. It could be left without a centralized, focused direction at a time when we're initiating large-scale offensives in Afghanistan and other things. Now, Obama fired his intelligence director, Dennis Blair, last month. They hoped that Blair would stay on after he was fired until a successor was confirmed. He said, no thanks. And he took off and left them without one. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we're going to fire somebody? Going to fire somebody and expect them to stay and, you know, leave when you want them to? Anyway, I guess you're trying to tell me in my earpiece, my friend. Okay. Well, we got a caller. We got Vinny calling us about this Grecian problem. Vinny, how are you?
Hey, Paulie, how you doing? This is Vinny Barbarino. Remember me?
Oh,
I
Vinny.
Was on that TV show back in the 70s.
Welcome back, Carter. I loved it. How are you, Vinny?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was in that movie Grease, too, which reminds me of Greek, because, you know, you were talking about Greek and everything else, and I still use the Grease, and I'm thinking, you know, I need to buy an island over there because they got a lot of Grease in Greek. What do you think?
I think you're right. And I think you can get it for a good price over there. We were just talking a portion of an island area called Mykonos, or M-Y-K-O-N-O-S.
Mykonos, yeah.
Yeah.
I got my buddy Jimmy the Greek, the guy I used to play pool with, down by the stores over there. We used to hang out over there in the corner over there. He's got a cousin who's got a friend, what a thing, you know what I'm saying, about a thing. Anyway, he talked about it. I'm driving around, and I'm hearing you.
Well, that's great. You know who I was thinking of while you're talking about all of this? Remember Aristotle Onassis?
Of course, it's my cousin's uncle. Are you kidding me? They go back. They used to eat biscottis and drink coffee on the corner.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't all that tie in together with Jimmy the Greek and Aristotle Onassis?
They're all together.
Yeah.
Over there, forget about it. You know, they're all about, you know, you go up to Tarpon Springs and that's all they talk about.
I tell you, this whole situation, Vinny, if you could purchase a portion of Greece, I think, first of all, you would enjoy it, and second of all, it would help out the country.
Well, you know what? Something else we talked about last time I got together with these guys, and I have a little, you know, a little tooth on the side. We were talking about the sponge dot guys. We're going to go down there and help plug that hole with some of the sponges.
You know, that's a great idea. You know that we've got Tarpon Springs just north of where we broadcast from. I'm just thinking, could we not take some of the sponge divers over there to that oil spill?
Those guys are great. They do everything in those suits. They can go down 40,000 feet, and they got cigarettes, and they're smoking down there. They're having Greek salads. They have it all down there.
And they've got and they can hold their breath and go down that deep, can't they?
And they come up with some of the best sponges, Malone. You got to see the one I had last night. Oh, forget it. It felt great. I still can't get over it.
Wow. You know, in other words, they could plug the leak and come up with additional sponges, you think?
Yeah, you know, we can talk about that. Maybe you and I should get together with these guys, but you know, I got to do the talking. They might not talk. They might not listen to you.
I tell you what, you could do the talking, and that would be a great idea. We could go to the government with this idea. Everything else has not worked. Why not try stuffing the hole with sponges?
We could do that. Maybe start another show up there with the Greek guys, and you know, maybe get on it and just simulcast or however they do it through the atmosphere and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think you've got a lot of great ideas, Vinny.
I got to get down there and talk to you guys. I got to take care of the thing over there, the second thing I was talking about earlier. I got to take care of something now. I got to get going, Paul. You be good.
I will, Vinny.
Let's just keep the grease going. Grease for peace. Remember that.
I will, Vinny. Hey, thank you for calling, buddy, and we'll talk with you. Okay. Good old Vinny Barbarino. Gee, remember Vinny Barbarino?
Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah. You know, I was watching, speaking about that, I was watching John Travolta on a movie last night on cable, and he plays villains in a lot of movies now.
He does a real good bad guy.
He's a good bad guy.
Were you watching Pulp Fiction by any chance?
I haven't, no. But that's another one he was in. And he was a great bad guy in that one. He's really good, isn't he?
He does a really
He's a very good,
bad
good actor.
Guy. That's how he got his career back, is that role in Pulp Fiction. He had never played such a, you know,
he was really mean in that thing. He was really mean. Well, I was watching one where he had a nuclear weapon on a train.
Hmm.
And he was going to destroy some part of the country with it. It was going to be detonated. And, of course, everything is taking place on the train that he's on. And you know the football player that appears now on television, Howie Long? Does that name sound familiar? Howie Long was a famous football player. I think he played with the Oakland Raiders. Anyway, Howie Long went into acting also. And he was a villain aside John Travolta. But you're right, John Travolta. And then he was in that movie with Denzel Washington where he's the bad guy, Pelham, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Yeah, when I said he was almost unrecognizable. I was like, that's Travolta?
Yeah.
You know, his face was in the... He's come a long way since that Lily Tomlin debacle. Remember after Saturday Night Fever, he just got... Well, first he was on TV, became famous on TV, at Vinnie Barbarino.
Well, Saturday Night Fever shot him into real fame.
Into the stratosphere. And then he did this sappy love story with Lily Tomlin.
Okay.
You know, the older woman, and he had a, like,
and that was a bomb
thing going on, and it just destroyed his career.
Career off,
yeah.
I see.
I mean,
we've talked about John actually lives just north of us with his wife, Kelly Preston. Remember Kelly Preston, the actress?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they had that very sad incident with their
tragic son.
But he's a Scientologist, as most people know, and he actually he flies. He enjoys flying. I think you and I have talked about this before.
Yes. Lee.
And he comes down to Clearwater and takes part, I think, in Scientology things. But he comes down during the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, yep.
He actually...
three in the morning.
He is more of a night creature and tends to, I think, sleep during the day or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
He can, you know, walk around the streets unhassled. I think that's one of the issues there.
Yeah. Very interesting person.
Yeah.
And a good actor.
He is a good actor.
Oh, he's a...
He's a great actor.
And he was also, he's multi-talented. The dancing that he did, that movie started the disco trend, did it not? Or certainly embellished it.
Yeah. Did you say he of course, pilots his own, like, 7-something-7. I mean, he's got...
Yeah, he's a pilot.
Huge jetliner.
Yeah.
So the guy's really competent.
Very, very much so.
I'm thinking he's got a house down here, too, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think
you mean
I found
down
it
here?
On Google.
Oh.
Yeah, like right on the water, this huge mansion.
Okay.
On Google, it says, like, this is Tom Cruise's house, John Travolta's house. But I'm getting my names wrong now, so I better...
No problem.
I better stop it.
Have we taken our third break?
No.
You know what? Well, let's do it, because when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about death threats to the judge that is stopping that oil drilling moratorium in the Gulf. So we'll be back, and we'll talk about it.
It's automatic.
If I could guarantee every day was sunny, I would.
If I could guarantee even some sleep,
I would.
I would, too. And if you could hire a business with a guarantee, you would. Now you can. Protect yourself with the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages. From plumbers to movers to glass repair, you'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right. Best of all, it's free.
While I can't guarantee my cooking, I can protect myself with the Super Guarantee.
Why wouldn't you? Just look for the shield in the only Yellow Pages with a Super Guarantee, the Verizon Yellow Pages, and let the good guys, you know, the ones in the yellow capes, come to the rescue.
On its way now, the new Verizon Yellow Pages with larger, easier-to-read print. Look inside for the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Restrictions apply. See full terms and conditions for this program at superguarantee.com.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Freedom Works. And if you like what you're hearing, there's something you can do to help keep us on the air. You can visit our website at thefreedomworks.com and make a contribution, anything from $20 on up, and it'll go directly to our program and our efforts to get out the libertarian message of less government in our lives and more personal freedom and responsibility. And while you're there at the website, you can find out more about libertarianism. You can also take a very short quiz to see where you fit in on the political spectrum. And you can find out more about people that have stood for libertarian principles like Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand. But please consider backing our show with a contribution. We even make it easy for you with a credit or debit card. And once again, that's thefreedomworks.com. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Money. It's the one thing everybody can't ever seem to have enough of. This Friday, Your Money Professors Mike Van Hornbeck and Christian Biter from J.W. Cole Financial and Jonathan Roberts Advisory Group will explore the important financial issues and challenges that we all face daily. And of course, your money questions and comments are also welcome. Your Money Professors, enlightened financial sense in a senseless world. Fridays at 11 Eastern on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Attention Tampa Bay auto sales and service professionals. Here's your chance to get the word out direct to your customers. The Deals on Wheels radio program broadcast here on Tantalk 1340 AM, Fridays noon to 1 p.m. Get the word out prime airtime, the day before your high-volume weekend. Prime airtime is still available for you, so give your host, Mark, a call at 727-424-1216 and reserve time now. Again, that's Mark at 727-424-1216. Come on in and let's make some Deals on Wheels.
We're back on Freedom Works, and we are so glad you're with us. Well, you know, the judge that issued the restraining order on the Gulf drilling moratorium is now receiving death threats. His name is Judge Martin Feldman. He's out of Louisiana. He's a U.S. District Court judge. And when he issued the ruling, he said that the moratorium was faulty because there was no rational connection between the facts found and the choices made. And if you remember, they took the advice of the so-called experts before the ruling to have a moratorium and tossed them out the window and said that the experts actually agreed that there should be a moratorium. No, the experts said they didn't think there should be a moratorium. Anyway, right after Feldman issued his ruling to stop the moratorium, to allow the drilling to continue, he came under a huge attack as a tool of the oil industry. They said he owned stocks in Transocean and Halliburton, two of the major companies involved in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Well, the truth is, Judge Feldman does not own that. He owned those stocks in 08, but he sold his shares long before he issued this ruling. In fact, this updated information on Judge Feldman is going to be released in the next report on his stock holdings. So you can't say that he was ruling it for his own personal reasons, at least not for the stock ownership. But a lot of people would be hurt if they had that moratorium, especially the people in Louisiana and Mississippi. They all depend on those oil jobs. The whole economy down there depends on oil. And if they stop for 6 months, what do all of those people do? I mean, I don't think there was a lot of thought. Now, yeah, stop BP. I'd stop BP. I'd stop them dead in their tracks from doing any of that. But all of these other companies are not, they haven't had these problems. And it's rather unfair to punish all of them for the actions of one. At least that's my opinion on it. And I'm glad that he issued the moratorium or whatever it is that on the ban.
Well, you know, if I may.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a massive elephant in this living room. All this controversy and finger pointing and posturing, swirling around this hole in the government. Why don't they plug the hole?
Yeah, exactly, 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 exactly. That's the first thing. It's the first thing you got to do is forget all the other things. Go and stop the oil from spewing out like it is. It's just absolutely horrible. In fact, now the beautiful, pristine beaches over there, Pensacola Beach, are being affected. Florida is closing a beach up there. A quarter-mile stretch of Pensacola Beach is now closed up. It's not far from the Alabama line where thick pools of oil washed up. This is really sad. And it's scary. It really is scary. So you're right. Let's start plugging that hole. And finally, I want to touch on this Blagojevich trial, which is going on up in Chicago. A top aide to the ousted former governor said he believed President Obama knew of Blagojevich's plot to win himself a presidential cabinet post in exchange for appointing somebody that Obama wanted to his vacated Senate seat. Valerie Jarrett is who, according to all this testimony, President Obama wanted to replace him as Illinois senator. And Blagojevich started, apparently, pushing to become an ambassador, to get a presidential cabinet post. And, I mean, it just gets, curiouser and curiouser in that whole trial. There may be a point where Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who got involved in this whole thing, will be called to testify himself. So it's an ongoing situation there.
It's a political vendetta against Blagojevich, if I remember correctly.
Well, Blagojevich was out looking for the best deal he could get for himself, and he was selling positions, apparently.
Yeah, business as usual in
business
Chicago.
Business as usual.
Politics, right? Nothing.
But he was the governor of the state, not just Chicago. So anyway, my friends, thank you so much for being with us here on FreedomWorks. Have a wonderful weekend. Join you on Monday. FreedomWorks, Paul Malloy. Bye for now.